This is Brenda Brim, crew co, and I'm here with my daughter, Hannah, today.
Hello.
And we are just coming before you guys today to share some things that are on our hearts. And Hannah, do you have anything in particular that the Lord's been showing you?
Yes, just recently was with my grandmother. We went to Israel. We were there for 21 days, 3 weeks from June 6th, and we got back on the 24th. And just some things that the Lord had been sharing with me in my heart, and I believe it will, I believe it's what the Lord wants me to share about. Just Mom had asked me to help her with the radio, and I don't really know what Mom's going to talk about, but I know that the Holy Ghost, he's going to have his way in this radio. And just what he had been sharing with me was, as I am now full-time serving my grandmother and traveling with her, what my brother did, Brandon, and now he's married, and so I stepped in and helped my grandmother and travel with her full-time. And so just wanted to share with what was on my heart as I was helping her, was the Lord was sharing with me about what true ministry is. And he said, you know, sometimes our idea of ministry is to have to be in front of thousands of people or just any group of people and ministering to them and teaching them, which is ministry. But there's a deeper part of ministry that the Lord was speaking to me about, and it's what Jesus did. And Jesus, he humbled himself, and he became man. He was born from Mary, and he humbled himself and was obedient to the cross, and he died a selfless death. He was crucified not for him, but he died for us. And he was a servant.
You know, Hannah, there's a scripture that goes with that, and it's in Philippians 2.
Yes.
And it's verse 5, begins with verse 5. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That means we have his mind. Because his mind is this way, our mind, in him, because we are in him. Who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So, therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee shall bow, those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So, we are like him, Hannah, aren't we?
Yes.
In this earth. And you had to learn that when you was in Israel. Some hard lessons on your flesh and your soul.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Jesus, he washed the disciples' feet. And, you know, we hear about that and we read about that in the Gospels. But I don't think we really have an in-depth to that. You know, I know people do the washing the feet ceremonies and things like that, but I mean, as a servant, you know they walked around in sandals and that's what they did as travel. They walked mostly, and their feet weren't the cleanest. You know, I can't imagine what their feet were like. And he he washed their feet. He humbled himself to wash their feet. And I remember Mimi, my grandmother, she buys her shoes in Israel, and we were in the store buying her shoes. She was trying her shoes on, and we had been walking around a lot that day. And she was, you know, she wanted me to take her shoes off. And so I did. You know, my flesh didn't want to, and it was seems like a simple thing. But, you know, you've been walking around and hot, you know, in the Middle East, and it's hot, and you're just sitting down and just helping her, you know, putting somebody's shoes on. You know, in the natural, you want to think, you know, they can do that. But you just humble yourself to serve, and regardless of what you want to do, it doesn't matter. It's what God wants to do in that position.
I do through you.
Yeah, and helping people. And that scripture was what I had as Philippians 2. And I like when it talks about in verse 3, it says, do nothing from factional motives. And that word factional is for your own self, for self-interest. It says for just, you know, especially for ministry, it's something that we're all learning, and I'm talking to myself, but it's not all about me. It's not, this is what I get to do. And yes, it's good to travel, and God is going to use you more and more, but the purpose of that is for people. It's not, this is what I'm doing. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. Look where I'm going. This is, it's, you know, it's about Him. It's for
it's
His
glory.
It's
about expressing Him. And the more that there is of our own self-will, the less He can flow, because He won't go against our will. That's
right.
That's rebellion. And Jesus had to come and kill that rebellion. He lived a total unselfish, only did what His Father did, life. And so it's only with that kind of attitude, but we do it with through Him and in Him.
Yes.
You know, it says, Hannah, and I had this scripture out before I knew which way you were going, but this is in the Amplified. And Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn of me. For I am gentle, meek, and humble, lowly in heart. And you will find rest, relief, and ease, and refreshment, and recreation, and blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is wholesome, useful, good, not harsh, nor hard, nor sharp, or pressing, but comfortable, gracious, and pleasant. And my burden is light and easy to bear. So you had to learn that you had to let Him flow through you.
Still learning.
Aren't we all? It's hard when when our souls are combating that.
Mm-hmm.
And all, but really, Hannah, all it is just yielding to that flow, isn't it? Once
yes.
You got over that, and I'm talking about myself and all of us, once we get over that, whatever you want, I'm not, you know, I just want what you want. Then He's able to flow, and you're able to take that yoke, and because He has and He'll walk you through it through the Spirit. Is that what you found
yes.
happened?
Yes, it was easier. There, it was a either I was going to do it, have a bad attitude about it, or I was going to let the Lord work through me, and I had to make that decision. You know, Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and He said, not my will. He said, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but He said, not my will, but your will be done. And it's a decision that we have to make, and we have the help of the Holy Ghost to help us to do that. He helps us. He strengthens us to be able to do what the Lord wants us to do, and that's the most joy.
You know, Hannah, I've heard pastors, I've heard people in the ministry for years, and they talk about how people will come up to them, and they'll say, you know, I want this, or I feel like the Lord's called me to be mentored by you, or or I, you know, sense this, and things of this nature. However, if someone were to come and say, you know, I sense the Lord wants me to clean your restrooms, that speaks more to them, because they've had people, you know, come up and you know, say they want this or that. But to have this lowly attitude where a servant attitude, it speaks from their heart, that person's heart.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, pastors, they see the day in and day out. So they know, they've seen people come and go. But the people that are willing to just humble themselves and be a blessing on any level, those are the ones that are really showing forth the true love of Christ. And this is just more, I'm not saying pointing fingers. I'm just saying that this is heavier. This is heavier. God is bringing us to a place, Hannah.
Yes.
You know, he's bringing you to a place, a higher level in him. But before you can go to that higher level, he's got, just like he exalted Christ, he was a humble servant, mm-hmm. and his will, but he had to come to that place. You know, you played sports and you know what I'm talking about, how if the coach tells you something, I will say the coach is the Holy Spirit and the Spirit, and you just don't, you resist it. You're not going to last very long, are you, with your will?
No.
You're not going to last very long in athletics. In fact, it will hold you to a level that you will not go to the next level.
No.
Yeah. To that next level of athletic achievement, excellence.
I know at Rhema with Coach Olivia Dicamilli, when she was coaching there, she called it a breaking you down. Not trying to hurt you, but trying to get you where, to your foundation, and she would build you up, but trying to get to the heart of everything, to the root of it, where it's like, this isn't about me. It's not about, you know, in basketball, it's about my team. It's not about me. It's not about how many points I have. It's about everybody.
Yes.
And I think that humility, it's not that you're a worm and you're lowly and you're serving God, but you know, it makes you know who you are in Christ even more, because that's the foundation. And when you really know who you are in Christ, you won't care what someone thinks. If you're, like you said, if you're taking someone's shoes off, or
because that's him in,
yeah,
you,
yeah, because you know who you are in Christ.
It's that love of him,
you
working
know who,
through you,
yeah, you know who he is inside of you. That helps you to do that.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, we're kind of coming to a close here, but anytime you want to come to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, we're located in Branson, Missouri, and or Kirbyville, Missouri, and our address is Prayer Mountain, and it's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65616. Our telephone number is 417-336-4877, and we have lots of radio archives, and we have lots of prayer summaries and all kinds of things on billybrim.org. And we welcome you to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And
thank you for listening.
We'll be here tomorrow. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. God bless you. Bye-bye.